Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This show sucks today. Anyway, it's okay, but I don't like losing it with the callers, you know, like I did early on, and I had to tell this lady to bug off and not bother me ever again. And sometimes I'll screen the calls when we're on break, and some chick called up, really pissed me off, so I had to, like, read her the riot act. Now I feel bad about it. It's just, I ain't myself today, sorry. So let me listen to some of this stuff here. This is called Spacecapades. Yeah. And it's a album of tremendous music from the 50s, seemingly drawn from, Chamber of Commerce films, science fiction, sort of 50s cool and chic, 50s Futurama. This thing's called Moon Moods. And we're standing around here trying to think, okay, what image does this conjure in your mind? And it just conjures in my mind a two-tone convertible driving through Palm Springs before there were a lot of buildings there. You know, like Palm Springs, California. Home to some 50 different golf tournaments. Enjoy the sun and fun. Splash your way to success. Some of the best-grade heroin can be had in this hotel. You know, I don't know. It just... Palm Springs. What is it? Let's see. Blast off to the moon and Palm... What is this? All of a sudden, the zither was discovered. We got to get this into a record. Isn't that sexy? Imagine a girl wearing, like, those cat's-eye kind of glasses and some weird-ass B-52 hairdo walking up to you with a martini glass. Tell me you're not on acid. This is what you should listen to on acid. Forget the dead. Forget the... Go ahead and take just 500 milligrams of some of that good Swiss stuff and listen to this. Yeah, screw fish. Listen to Spacecapades, man. Was your gig, man. You go into the studio, you gotta do 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 do. Okay, singers, are you on cue? And who's the zither player? We gotta meet this guy. Some guy that looks like Sam Jaffe or something. Some dude with a freaking Zorba haircut. What the hell's wrong with this thing? That pot's dirty. Can you hear that? Sounds like crap. Did you hear that? Oh, man, I love that. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do. What's the song sound like? Do-do. Nah, screw that. I want to go back to the other one because I want to hear I want to hear the singers again. Can you hear that? Bewitched with Elizabeth Montgomery. Dick York. Dick Sargent. Dick Moorhead. Do, do. Do, 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 do. By the way, if this bit sounds like it's going on too long, that's too bad. Do, do. Because we're having a little fun. We're having a little bit of fun, and you cats can bug off. Screw you. Screw you. It's the name of this song. Screw you and your mama too, from the Les Baxter Orchestra. CBS presents Screw You, starring Dick York. Oh, here he goes. Here we go. Some guy in a white coat. He just rolled it in from his laboratory. He says, I don't know whether you gentlemen would be interested in this instrument that I've invented, but this is fantastic, old man. I was trying to resurrect dead tissue and it didn't work, but I did make this nice sound effect. Like a mosquito or something got into the session, you know. Do, do, do. That cat on the vibe, oh yeah. You think that guy blasted up before the session? You think any of the singers? The guy, this other player I know did. I was trying to resurrect dead tissue in my laboratory, and before they carted me out, I said, but listen to the zither. It's a good sound effect while I'm trying to bring Frankenstein down from the... Do! So there you go. That's called Moon Moods. And I was talking to Craig here just a second ago. He said, why don't we get a zither for the show? You know how hard it is to find those? I'm serious. Do you know how much they cost? First of all, I don't think they make them anymore. Secondly, I think they're super expensive. And I don't know how hard they would be to make, though, but there's no call for space music. I mean, there's just no call for that cheesoid space stuff anymore. Whereas nobody has any kind of sound. There's no soundtracks to movies that has that stuff in anymore. So you wouldn't, there wouldn't be a great demand for that, although I dare any popular musician out there to go ahead and start using some of this stuff again in their recordings. Madonna, I think, would benefit from a zither. Just, woo! I know where we can get one. I think they want $8,000, says my engineer, Craig Taylor. Really? Well, we'll put that on the premiere tab. Eight G's for a zither, huh? You know where we can get one. I think there are some warehouses around town, some places. They used to do a lot of recording in L.A., and my understanding is the recording business has moved, like, to Nashville. Imagine some guy walking into Nashville, some session down there with a zither. Hell, I got some man that's going to make that damn Shania Twain record. They wish you never met my ass. What else? There is a cut here called Driving Around the Block. There's one called Calcutta, Holiday for Strings, You're the Top, Istanbul, Stumbling, Saber Dance, This Room is My Castle of Quiet, Lonesome Road, Saturday Night Out, Blues in the Night, Putting on the Ritz. None of them have what one would call, you know, space-age titles, so I guess we'll just take a shot here. How about Holiday for Strings? I bet you this is real Chamber of Commerce stuff. Holiday for Strings. Perfect! Perfect! Visit Chalmette's on Route 7. We've got the very finest in steaks, beeves, calves, loin of all kinds. Our cutlets are supreme. Plus, my wife, who I murdered last year, has been cut into a very nice set of flank steaks. No one knows where her body is, but I do. It's in the freezer of our sumptuous kitchen. Any of these songs not use do? Listen to this, Mike, listen to this. Every song on this record is do 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 do. Here we go. Here it is. Get ready. Hold on to yourself. There it is. Do 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 do. And then the other one, of course, that we had heard went. Everybody, dude. Hey, Chip, have you got that song? You know the one that I just love that. Maria and I, we love to sing to it. Oh, yeah, let's get around the piano here. We'll sing along. Okay, here we go. I love this thing. You ready? Yeah. Do 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 do. There's do 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 do. What? No, there's the cat do do on the rug. Oh, do do do. Sorry, I noticed Taylor stopped laughing at that. I don't blame her. What is this? Optimistic nation we were at one time, weren't we? As a country, seriously, when you listen to this, we must have just been in love with life. Now everybody is such a hard ass, you know? I was talking to, like, entertainment, for instance. Yeah, everybody's Marilyn freaking Manson. Everybody's got an axe to grind. Everybody's got a fake eyeball. You know, there's something wrong. Listen to this. I mean, people dance to this stuff, you know? Bum, zing, bum.
Through the night, a love song fills the air. I hear it everywhere.
It's great. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Who's the cat that arranged this, man? I want to find out who his pharmacist is. Everybody involved in delivering drugs to his house. All of them. I'm in love with all of them. Because he gets really good stuff delivered at about 8 o'clock, and he sits down and writes this. Keep going, man. You know what I'm talking about? This country had no problems. I mean, yeah, there was Jim Crow and everything. We just ignored it, though. I bet you even the black folks in the 50s, not being black, I can't speak for black folk, but I think I will anyway. I bet you they were happy as hell. Yeah, they were. You want to know why? They didn't have to hang around with Whitey at all. Hanging around with us, the worst thing that ever happened to black people, because they suddenly got got their nose full of us. It was like, oh boy. These people walking around, ripping our music off, my shoes. Those are my shoes. That white guy's wearing my shoes. Even a freaking hairdos, okay? Oh, well, of course, they were conking their hair for a while there, but then we had to put on the fright wig in the 70s. Anyway, be that as it may, all that bad stuff aside, what a country where everything was just doot, 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 doot. It was just a different difference of attitude, you know. In other words, okay, stuff sucks, but let's keep it to ourselves and not do anything about it, and maybe it'll go away. And naturally, of course, it didn't, but it must have been fun while it lasted. I wouldn't know. I was about 3 when all of this was going on. Glendale, California. Nestled in the rolling foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains, Glendale is home to many great and wonderful senior citizen homes and 9-hole golf courses. Travel down Brand Avenue. Stop off at one of our many 30 or 40-year-old restaurants. The Blue Hairs hit for the early bird special there. And don't forget our chopped salad, chopped up so fine that you could gum it, no problem, doesn't matter. And if 6 feet of your colon has been removed, doesn't matter, goes into the bag just the same as it went in. Comes out the same way it went in, chopped up very fine. Welcome to Glendale. Leaving soon? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Oh, sorry. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back to Bowling for Dollars, and we're going to call Martha Brea, who is in Anaheim right now. Let's find out what the hell she's doing. And, of course, spinning our wheel this afternoon is Susie Slut. And, Susie, you just go ahead and spin that wheel. And I see you're pregnant, dear. That's wonderful. All right, Susie, let's see who we have on the line here. Hi, is this Martha Brea in Wilmington?
I have three bars.
All right, Martha. This is Bob Worthington calling from Bowling for Dollars. And we want to find out whether you have the secret word and if you know how much our money is.
Dollar.
Okay. Do you want to take a guess? You got it. It's $623. You're the winner. All right. Well, there we go. We have another winner here. We're going to get back to our movie in just a moment, Double Indemnity with Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck. Susie, why don't you come on over here and just drop down and see what you can do for me, huh, baby? All right, let's get back to our film. We'll be right back at our break with another Dialing for Dollars. More now from Iwo Jima with John Wayne and Humphrey Bogart. Dementia, starring that broad from Perry Mason. I forget her name. By the way, I'll be thrown off the air probably within 3 years because of an alcohol abuse problem. So anyway, as we were saying, what a great way to, spend the day. What a nice time of the year. What a great time in our history. So I don't know what it was. I don't know. It was just, it was cool. It was, it was the 50s. And, God, everybody now, see, I was talking to Taylor. I said, well, look, those guys back then, they had the war, they had the depression, everything. So they felt really good. But things are even better now. Things are better now than they were in the 50s. Better. The economy's better. There's more bread. People are richer than they've ever been. God, they're more freaking millionaires now than ever before. All kinds of businesses that you can invest in. All kinds of different businesses that are just up and running. Newer ways to do everything, practically. And we're more paranoid and more upset with each other than we ever have been. Just what's that all about? Don't tell me it's because we're smarter. We don't have the guts. See, when we don't have, not the guts, I don't mean to say that. What we don't have is we don't have the confidence. We're the most insecure generation of people, most insecure generation of Americans ever. We got all kinds of hang-ups and problems, and so we have to start, breaking bad on people and walking around like we're macho, you know, walking like we're tough and talking like we're tough. Seriously. So you didn't see people do that much. I mean, if they were ready to bust your head, they were serious in those days. Back when they were all going do-do-do-do-do-do. Back when you'd hear music like this, it'd kick your ass. Oh, and by the way, as a theremin, it is not a zither. Thank you for that. A theremin, not a zither, was the instrument we were playing just moments ago. Here on Bowling for Dollars. I'm 86, and I used to be the news anchor at this station. They keep me around to play this jack ball game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No wonder there's no more local programming on television. Because of assholes like me and bowling for freaking dollars. So anyway, that, I believe, is the problem. We got a generation of people. We're so insecure. It's just we wear it everywhere. So we have to dress like we're tough and talk like we're tough and act like we're tough and try to be as different as we can and posture. And it's just, you can see right through it. It's just an entire generation going back probably 30 years, I don't know, of people, not bad people, insecure as hell is more like it. Because we got it so good and we don't know why we're not happy. We can't figure it out. Now, I'm happy, but see, I'm 47, so I ain't got much longer, man. I must just enjoy what I got going on right now. Oh, I know what you're saying. 47, that's young. Bull crap. I could go at any minute, and I know it. That's why when I go to my grave, I want this played at my funeral. And I'm telling you right now, Taylor, if you're there, you better play this. Even if my wife says no, he would never. You tell her, you were there the day I said, I want Holiday for Strings played as they roll my box down the aisle. In fact, what I'm going to be is I'm going to be freaking cremated, man. I want this playing as soon as they light that barbecue. All right, there he goes, folks. It's Phil Hendry, just like a blowtorch. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Now we're into Bongo Land here. This is a CD called Bongo Land. And we've had people say, well, what is this stuff? This is a series on Capitol Records called Ultra Lounge. And they're all CDs. Listen to this, man. This is all bongo music. So you've been avoiding me for the last few evenings, I notice. Isn't there somewhere we can go? Gotta stay here. Yeah, that is one cheap suit. So how about it?
How about what?
You know what I'm talking about. What I give you the $20 for. Anyway. By the way, there's a theremin in the recycler for $250 to $300. A theremin. But what's a zither? I thought that's the thing that goes... Oh, a zither is a stringed instrument, and a theremin is just that thing that goes... Theremin they used on Good Vibrations, the Beach Boys. And a theremin is something that is an antenna, that's true, and you move your hand into the path of the signal, and it somehow changes the... You know, whatever the hell it is. I saw a guy playing a theremin once. He looked like a freaking retard. Honest to God, he's just, you know, with the hands, just, whoa! He's got his hands going back and forth, and it don't sound all that good. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you can work your ass off learning the theremin, and all it's ever going to be is that cheesoid stuff. As we were listening to it there in the very first, in the first selection that we had for you, had a theremin in it, okay? Oh, Ed Wood's got one. Yeah. The zither. The Ed Wood is a zither?
I think so.
Come on, baby. Do you? The first CD is called Space Capades that we were playing. This is Space Capades right here. And this is on Capitol. It's a CD, and they're really whack. I mean, the way they put them together is just, it's cheesy. It's cheesoid to the limit, man. It's well over the frontier. Here you go. Where's my theremin coming up? This is from Space Capades, and it has just space age cheesy 50s space stuff. You hear that? If you see the guy playing it, he's got his hand in the path of this antenna. And he looks like, you know, you've got Kit and the Tividot there, and you're just like playing her chest like an accordion, you know. Anyway. Now, here is from the Ed Wood soundtrack, and this is Zither. That's a stringed instrument? It's a what?
I think it's...
Well, anyway, these are some terrific CDs, and we have them all. And thanks to Craig, we picked up on them. This is Bongo Land that I played for you. This is one called Bachelor Pad. And Bachelor Pad, well, here is Bongo Land. No, that ain't Bongo Land. That ain't even Bongo Land. That guy on the vibes, flying on some mixture of chemicals. Okay, here is Bongo Land, as I was mentioning. Okay. Now, this is Bachelor Pad, the one coming up here. And they're thematic this way, so that you have and you're getting just a variety of tastes and feels from a period in American history that I guess we still got this thing for, you know. We didn't know what we had when we had it, and there's a generation of people that didn't even live through it. This is Bachelor Pad. It's freaking strip bar music is what it is. This is not like an adult joint. This is a strip bar.
All right, put your hands together there for Little Egypt. She's up on the stage. Everybody. That's right, boys. That's Bachelor Pad. The other ones that we have are Bossa Novaville, Wild, Cool, and Swing, and The Crime Scene. Now, check this out. These are songs. I don't have it. You got it there. Here's Crime Scene. Crime Scene now, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's Dragnet. Everybody knows that one. Go to another one. Because we're not talking about TV themes or movie themes. We're just talking about mood and, I don't know, just the... Yeah, baby. Cut it out. You can tell me here we can go downtown. What do you want to... What's it going to be? We going downtown? We're going downtown, right? You want to take it downtown? Right here? We can go downtown? That'd be nice. It'd be nice if you would go downtown right now. If you don't mind, would you mind going downtown on me right now? Oh, I mean, I have to arrest you and take you downtown. All right, next one. What's this called? Crime Scene. There you go. You know, we've heard it all. It's the Private Eye stuff. RC, you like this, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I was sitting in my office one night when she come through the door, all looking, slamming and stuff. And anyway, she wanted to know if I'd go and beat up a guy for her on account of that I'm a private dick. So she looked pretty hot. I said to her, yeah, baby, I'll go beat this guy up if you want me to. But I gotta come home because tomorrow morning we got Glee Club at 7 and my mom wants me to be in bed and...
Wait a minute.
What?
You're not gonna say, if you're a private eye, let's see, my mom wants me in bed. Do it. Just do it.
I knew that I had to find out where the man lived, who she wanted me to beat up. I said to her, baby, where's the guy that you want me to beat up? And she goes, I don't know. I just wanted to come in and see if you'd beat him up. And I said, all right. So I went downstairs and I was going to get into a car, but I don't have a license yet. But next March, I'll take driver's ed. And they showed that film where the guy's face goes through the windshield. And
hold on for a minute. What do you mean I'm taking driver's ed next March? You're going to do it. You got to do it right. I don't know if I can go out and beat a guy up because I got Glee Club in the morning. Just do the bit, okay?
It was raining. It was a cold night. I was sitting at my desk, waiting for some case, some new adventure to come walking right through that door. But before, I decided I'd masturbate because I got a hold of a...
Wait a second! What are you talking about?
Well, if nobody comes through the door, what am I going to do? There ain't no TV. This is the 50s. They got no cable.
You don't say, well, I thought I'd wait for the case to come through the door, but I thought I'd masturbate until that happened. Jesus. Now do it good.
Late one night, I got done having a drink from the bottle I keep in the desk drawer. I lit up another Lucky Strike and looked at the rain dancing upon the windowsill. Suddenly, I saw a cab pull up, and one beautiful long-legged creature got out. Yeah, she did. Just looking at her, I couldn't help myself, so I started playing with my...
Hold on for a minute. If you're going to do it, do it. Don't keep referencing playing with yourself, okay? You know...
But that's what you do when you see a good-looking girl.
No, you do not. When you become a man, when you grow up, just because you see a good-looking chick doesn't mean you got your hand in your pants. Yeah, right. I saw her get out of the cab, so I decided to play with myself.
You do it, and you're an adult.
But I can wait. I can at least wait.
I would take the woman's story. I would take, well, you're a private eye, so would you play with yourself afterwards?
I would take her case, whatever it was.
Yeah, get her file down.
Get her file. Find out what she wants me to do.
And then you jerk off.
Okay, never mind.
Isn't that what Philip Marlowe did?
No, I don't think he did, man. I think he was cool. Okay, go ahead. Just sail us out with some of that stuff, Craig.
Fiesta down in Mexico, and so I stopped a while to see the show. I knew that frenesy meant please love me.
Yeah, baby.
And I could say frenesy.
Baby, how about another beer, huh?
A handsome caballero caught my eye. I stood enchanted as he wandered by, and never knowing that it came from me, I gently sighed frenesy.
Freshen my drink, will you, babe?
He stopped and raised his eyes to mine. My lips just pleaded to be kissed. His eyes were soft as candle shine. So how was I to resist?
Put your face right about here.
And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known.
Just sit right here.
Because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say frenesy?
It's leaving in 5 minutes. You better be on it.
Long, long ago, I wandered down into old Mexico. There at a dance, I met my first real romance.
Then the Tijuana police pulled me over and I was thrown in jail overnight. Cause I couldn't bribe the sons of bitches with the $50 in my wallet. I couldn't resist. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, baby. Blue panties for me? Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello, operator. Watch out. Oh, whoa. The phone's tapped.
I've never known, because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say frenesy?
Copacabana, presenting Edie Gourmet this evening. And your waiter will be at your table in just a moment. Next up, Ricky Ricardo with a number that I think you'll enjoy. And, oh, you mean this is her husband, Steve Lawrence? Well, it's the same thing. Some,
like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom.
Some oily guy in a nice-looking dinner jacket, you know.
Like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall.
Anyway, I liked her better. So, I'm telling you, when that pool is in, hey, Maria, I hope my wife's listening. When the pool's in and the first, you know, whatever the hell you want to call it, first little butt hits the water, I want this. I'm going to have Taylor come over and put those speakers in those fake fiberglass rocks. I want this pumping to the whole neighborhood as I'm standing there in that little tequila shirt of mine with my sandals, my sunglasses, my beer, and yeah, okay, maybe a cigar. I want this. I want this. I want this so loud the cops arrive.
It was Fiesta down in Mexico.
And how many times will you put an Edie Gourmet record on? Do the cops not arrive? Okay, so.
Demon, please love me, and I could say.
Okay, what else we got here? This is a cool one. This is called Wild, Cool, and Swingin' 2. So the series, and it's on Capitol Records, called Ultra Lounge, is just awesome. I mean, it's just incredible. We have one here called A Bachelor in Paris. So that features, I guess, like French-flavored swinger music. Bachelor Pad. There's another one here called Rapsodesia. And this is more like lover's music, sort of string music. Here's one called Bottoms Up. This is just for drinking, right? This is drinking music. Bottoms Up. Let's see what they got on here. You don't recognize necessarily the artists, but you may recognize the music. Here is Bottoms Up, and it's on Capitol Records. This is called Fandango. So you get drunk and you dance to this stuff. Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you do, Craig? Yeah, okay. Another cocktail?
All right, everybody. Do you have your martinis? Get the conga line going.
This is nuts, man. I mean, this is not on Rhino. This is on Capitol. Because Rhino generally does those wonderful packages, as you know. But this is something that Capitol packaged. And I suspect these are all artists that were on their label at one time, you know, that they have the rights to. And they don't pay these poor people any royalties because, you know, they got that big, ugly building to pay the electric bill on. This is Bottoms Up. Here's one called Hot Toddy. This is Julie London. Not drunk. Here we go with that doo-doo again. What is up with the fear? The only thing they could write was doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo. That's the next one you guys ought to do at Capitol, the doo-doo collection. These ladies sound super sexy. They do. It's called Hot Toddy. In other words, you drink enough of them, you don't remember the words, so it's just do, 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 do. Play that song, Eddie, that you know the one, do, 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 do. Drinks for the guitar player, I think, is probably the best thing at this stage of the party. Okay. People want to dance, Charlie. Do you want to pick it up a little bit? Okay, let's get Edie in here then. Julie, you suck. Sober, get some coffee into Julie and let's listen to Edie.
It was Fiesta down in Mexico, and so I stopped a while to see the show. I knew that frenesy meant please love me, and I could say frenesy. A handsome cavaliero caught my eye, I stood enchanted as he wandered by, and never knowing that it came from me, I gently sighed frenesy. He stopped and raised his eyes to mine, my lips just pleaded to be kissed, his eyes were soft as candle shine, so how was I to resist? And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses are for me alone, who wouldn't say frenesy? Long, long ago, I wandered down into old Mexico. There at a dance, I met my first real romance. Moon was shining bright,